Grace to you. Peace from God the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. The text, as I mentioned earlier, is the gospel reading today of Jesus asleep in the boat. You and I live in a world that is perishing, dying under sin and death. Every Sunday, there is clear evidence of that. It's to be recognized right away in the prayers of the church, offered by God's people, asked for by God's people. The sickness, the disease, the sufferings, all that are taken to our God in prayer. It's heard in the sincere confession of sins. But when you think about it, just look at all of the medicines that adorn the display racks in drugstores and supermarkets throughout your city, throughout all the cities of America. They're there everywhere to dispense medicines to people who are perishing. Hospitals, medical offices, they prescribe remedies. And the remedies work for a while, but they certainly don't last forever. And then there are counselors for emotional disorders, counselors for mental disorders, counselors galore for personal problems, family problems, relationship problems. There are lawyers for legal problems. There are police for criminal problems. There are mortuaries for death problems. And then just think for a moment of the many who have not requested any prayers for any particular Sunday. Those who are just getting along. Do you find yourself in any of those? Is there? Has there ever been anything different than this? The preacher in Ecclesiastes would tell you, no, there is nothing new under the sun. Out there in the world that is perishing, dying under sin and its consequences. How often, I wonder, hasn't that question been asked, Lord, Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? Jesus was in the boat, sleeping. Well, Jesus, isn't he's the Son of God, right? Is he not Lord and ruler over all things? Does he not rule heaven and earth? Well, if Jesus is so loving, then why didn't he care that the disciples were perishing? Doesn't he care about me? Doesn't he care about that I'm perishing? Well, of course he does. Well, okay then. Why was he sleeping in the back of the boat while the winds and the waves were against them? Because every day I keep asking him, and I am still suffering, and I fear that I am perishing. Has he forgotten that I am perishing? Doesn't he care? Is he still sleeping? No. Why? Because the disciples weren't perishing. That's why. They were safe. Jesus was with them. Dear friends, if you found yourself in any of the things I introduced this text for and the preaching of it, I would ask, Do you not believe God's word? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten that you are in your baptism? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The triune God is within you. You are a child of God and an heir of eternal life. God said so. He said so in his word to you. With his word, he stilled the storm. With his word, the wind and the waves obeyed him. By his word, he made you. By his word, he restored you to life. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A word which he has given for you, given it to you in your own language, so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and by believing have life in his name. By his word, he promises you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the eternal incarnate word of God, who was made flesh and blood like you for you, so that he might go to that cross and bleed away your sins for you up there and save you from death itself and all of the consequences of sin that beset you so cruelly in this life of ours. He showed you by his word the trustworthiness of it. You can trust this Jesus who speaks, like when he went to the young girl and he looked at her and he said, "Young maiden, I say unto you, arise." And the little girl who was dead sat up. She was alive again. He showed you the trustworthiness of his word for you when he went to Lazarus 4 days dead and stood outside the tomb. They had rolled the stone away already, and he called out, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus came out. His word to you from the cross told you directly that your redemption from sin and death is complete. It's all done. He said the word, "It is finished. Your sins are all forgiven you." Nothing separates you from the love of God now. Not in Christ Jesus, it doesn't. God is already pleased with you, and he is always pleased with you in faith in Christ Jesus. Jesus holds you in his hand, and Jesus is in the Father's hands, and no one can pluck anything, anyone, out of the Father's hands. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And to strengthen you and to keep you in this faith and confidence, Jesus feeds you with the medicine of immortality itself. Not one that you get in the drugstore or the supermarket counter. This isn't one which a doctor prescribes for you, or a counselor, or whoever can help you with anywhere. This is what he gives you by his word. At the altar, you will receive it this morning. It is called Jesus' own body and blood, that he feeds you with the bread and the wine of his supper, to unite you with he himself, and to strengthen you and keep you in the one true faith and in fervent love toward your neighbor. Even at those times in your life and in mine when the most horrendous things that life can throw at you are there. Even when the devil himself would try to convince you that You know, Jesus really isn't all that concerned about you. He's probably asleep someplace, maybe in the back of the boat again, for all you know. Well, I'm here to tell you from the Word of God, Jesus is not sleeping on watch for you in the back of a boat someplace. He is risen, as he said. He is exalted to the right hand of God, as he said, and that for you, so that covered in his righteousness, you might stand before God forever and ever. All of your sins in him are forgiven. Look up, dear Christian friends. Look around you. Regardless of where you might find yourself in this life, what wind, what sins, what failings? I can tell you for sure that if you take your mind and your heart off of the Word of God, off of his promises, if Christ is not before you by his Word all the time, you will be distracted. And your eyes and hearts will come focused on all of the temporal things and all of the terrible things, the horrendous things going on in our country and in our world, but more specifically in your life today. And those worries and concerns will overcome you until they leave you a basket case over all of them. Jesus said to you, in the world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world for you. Consider St. Paul and St. Peter in prison, facing death. They encourage psalms and hymns and spiritual songs be sung, even in prison, facing death. I've got a couple of examples for you right here. St. Paul sang it. I won't do you the dishonor of having you listen to my voice sing it. But St. Paul said, count all things as refuse in order to gain Christ. Rejoice in sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. St. Paul, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed to us. St. Peter, look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God for you. Dear friends in Christ, if our hope is in this life, we are to be most pitied. For Christ Jesus has opened the way to heaven and eternal life through him. He is not sleeping in the back of the boat. You are safe. What kind of a man is he that even the winds and the seas obey him? His name is Jesus. For you, you are safe. In the name of him who loved you and gave himself for you, Jesus Christ, amen.